AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Across much of the country, snow and cold temperatures are sticking around. The chill is moving down to the Gulf states. Louisville, Kentucky got at least 7 inches of snow. Craig Greenberg is the mayor.
It is the largest single day snowfall we've had in over 25 years here in Louisville. Very significant event.
And more snow is expected. Meantime, on the West Coast, the strongest winds in more than a decade could hit Southern California, potentially causing structural damage and bringing extreme fire risk to areas that haven't seen substantial rain in months. Peter Mullenix is with the National Weather Service.
In those areas, especially with those kind of winds, the big concern is power outages, tree damage. And given the strong winds out in those areas, that can also be an extreme fire weather setup as well.
Isolated gusts in California could top 100 miles per hour in mountains and foothills. Facebook is following X and is dumping fact checkers for community notes. Former President Jimmy Carter will be honored today and for the next few days in Washington, D.C. Carter died in Georgia. He was 100. Carter's remains, which have been lying in repose in Atlanta's Carter Presidential Center since Saturday, will leave for Washington and the Capitol, where members of Congress will pay their respects later today. A state funeral for Jimmy Carter will be held Thursday at Washington's National Cathedral. The CDC says the first U.S. bird flu death has been reported. A person in Louisiana who had been hospitalized with severe respiratory symptoms. Health officials have said the person was older than 65, had underlying medical problems, and had been in contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock. Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the University of Saskatchewan.
If they have backyard chickens or pigeons or birds of any kind, they really need to be careful about that.
This is AP News. At CES in Las Vegas, a little gadget that looks like a penguin toy is actually a smart breathing companion for kids. Belgium-based tech startup Moonbird created a handheld device to help adults with breathing exercises.
So when it expands, you inhale, you expand your lungs. When it contracts, you exhale.
Moonbird's Michael Bro says they got a lot of feedback from adults. The typical response?
I bought one for myself, but now my kid is falling asleep with it every night.
So they created Moon Buddy. You can shape the device to look like a penguin or other animals.
They hold it. Hold it in their hand, feel the belly expanding and contracting, and mimic the motion with their own breathing to help them relax, calm down, and fall asleep.
Unlike the device aimed at adults, there are no sensors or data stored on Moon Buddy. Bro says it's a great non-screen way for kids to deal with anxiety or ADHD. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.